question before that about Pat Boone's father-in-law. You got that? I guess everybody knows that, really. Red Foley, the great country singer, was Shirley's father, Shirley Foley. And if you got that, well, it's five more little stars in your forehead, friends. We haven't done that for a long time. A lot of people don't have any stars in their foreheads. Well, you can put some there. Okay, we have a couple more tracks from our new album coming up. And when I say our new album, this Looking Back album. And we've got Lloyd Price and Conway Twitty and Jimmy Ruffin, one of my favorite records. I say that about a lot of records, but this one is really one of my favorite records. I mean, it really is. And that's what's become of the Broken Hearted. We'll get around to that a little bit later on here. Looking Back on CKFM.
Here's a little news about value and service you may not have heard before. Quality appliances, gas or electric, it's the gas company store. Microwaves, ranges, washers and dryers, barbecues, fridges and more. The place for you to call is the place that's got them all. It's the gas company store.
Come in now and save up to $100 on a gas range, or save up to $50 on a washer-dryer pair. And while you're in the store, enter the English Shopping Spree Contest with 40 big prizes, including 10 $1,200 gift certificates for quality English products. No purchase necessary. So hurry for your chance to save big and win big.
Two gas company stores are at 564 Brewer West at Bathurst and 372 Danforth at Chester.
That's the gas company store.
What do you like best about Scotia Pine?
The value?
The variety.
Oh, I like the people that work there.
They've been around a long time. That's good.
Terrific selection of styles.
At Scotia Pine, people like what they see and what they get.
You're going to love Scotia Pine's store-wide January sale on now. You'll save up to 25% off the entire selection of beautiful solid pine furniture.
Scotia Pine, 1547 Bayview, south of Eglinton. There's a lot to like.
Yes, indeed, friends, that's Western movies from the Olympics. My heavenly days. That's the original from June of 58, and that's on our Looking Back LP. That's available all over the place, including here at CKFM at 24 St. Clair Avenue West. Yeah, that is the original. We, as a matter of fact, one night on the show almost played the redo, and we said, nope, nope, can't do that. We have to play the original, and that is it right there. Well, here's a song that Conway Twitty says he wrote in 7 minutes, which I have no reason to doubt him. But if he did, he came up with a crackerjack of a record. I got to tell you, his first million seller back in September of 1958.
People see us everywhere.
Oh, yeah, Groovy Kind of Love from the spring of 66, a million seller, and their first big hit, the Mindbenders, their first big hit without Wayne Fontana. And before that, Conway Twitty. We got some nice letters about last Saturday night's Looking Back dance. One, there's a really long letter here from Gwen Larson. She lives over in Castleton. And Gwen and her husband, Ron, were there. And she wants to know if there's any kind of a, I shouldn't say this, for the oldest couple at the dance, because Ron is 75 years old, and they were just boogieing there till they dropped. I got to tell you, friends, they were just dancing around having a wild old time. So Gwen writes regularly to the show, and she had a great time, and I'm really pleased to hear that, too. And look at this. Look at that picture, Craig. Huh? That's a 56 Chev. We got a letter from Ken Shattuck. He says, it's 10:25 Sunday morning. I'm listening to my Looking Back album, nursing a bit of a head, and thinking of last night's Looking Back dance. What a fabulous evening. He's into memorabilia and stuff, and he says, I got a 56 Chev I've had since early 73, and that is in beautiful shape. Son of a gun. I think I was in the back seat of that 56 Chev once, back in 1956. Anyway, thanks to all responsible for that. Yes, yes, indeed. Thanks to all responsible for that dance last night. It was sensational, terrific costumes, great location, well organized, and for a good cause, Ronald McDonald House. Looking forward to an annual Looking Back dance. Well, so am I, anyway. And that is a great-looking car. Ken Shattuck lives in Black Forest Drive in Oak Ridges. Ken, that is all right. Well, okay, let's go back to 59 here for Ken. Shall we do this? Play Lloyd Price? Where were you on our wedding day? Day. Well, I was in the back of that 56 Chev, I think I was. Yes, indeed. Oh, many, many, many 56 Chevs, I recall. Well, all right. Anyway, listen, we have another song here from our Looking Back LP. This is a first as far as a dedication, friends. We've had type letters, handwritten letters, printed letters, all kinds of letters, love letters. I think this is the first request we've ever gotten on Looking Back written in crayon. So, this is dedicated to Marianne from Christine and Daryl. Thank you very much. Here's Buzz Clifford. All right, that's the Babysitting Boogie. That's on our LP, our Looking Back LP. It is available here at CKFM at 24 Sinclair Avenue West, regular business hours, and it's only $10. That includes tax, and that is for Ronald McDonald House, the house that Love built. It's also available at the Tour and Travel Desk, Sheraton Center at A&A and the Bay and Simpsons and Fairweather and Big Steel and all the cadet cleaners around town and at Don's Discs. And if you want to get a copy, pick a location that is close to you, and for $10, you get some great stuff on our Looking Back album. Well, speaking of great stuff, we got Skeeter Davis and Jimmy Ruffin, the Beatles, the Contours, Manfred Mann, more music coming up on Looking Back here at CKFM.
If there's one thing I'm really fed up with as a consumer, it's having people assume that I prefer something that's cheaper to something that's better. I've been looking for a new way to heat the house, the oil situation being what it is, and I hear the gas people saying, boy, is it ever cheap to heat with gas, while hydro tells me not to waste electricity. Obvious choice, eh? No, it's not. For one thing, how long will gas cost less than electricity? Ontario imports its gas, but Ontario makes its own electricity right here, and you and I own the electricity company. So when they say to heat with gas instead of electricity, I dig my heels in a little. I want heating I can count on and afford for a long, long time. Think about it. Electric heating.
For more information, call EMAC, toll-free, 800-268-9656.
Ponderosa presents
a real deal on your whole meal.
That's right, your whole meal, including beverage and dessert. Ponderosa gives you your choice of a complete regular chop steak or breaded filet of sole dinner with two pieces of fish, just $3.49 each, including a steaming baked potato, freshly baked roll, and all the salad you can eat. But that's not all. Choose from a regular size soft drink, coffee, or tea, plus your choice of any delicious Ponderosa dessert, all for just $3.49.
Real deal on your home meal.
Ponderosa gives you a whole lot of meals for a whole lot off our regular low prices. Save up to 28% on Ponderosa's complete dinners, regular chop steak or breaded filet of sole with two pieces of fish. Where else can you beat a price of only $3.49 for a complete dinner, including beverage and dessert?
A real deal on your home meal at Ponderosa.
Hurry in. Sale ends tomorrow at Ponderosa.
CKFM.
Yes, indeedy do. Mm-hmm. Skeeter Davis. Yes, I am. Well, see, she answered me there. And going to get along without you now from April of 1964. And Craig Smith, our producer and all-around swell person, makes a kind of an interesting observation about that song. If you listen very closely to the lyrics, it's a very sad song, right? But it's a bouncy tune. It's what? It's defiant. Can we say that on the radio? I guess we can. Okay, there's an interesting situation here. Dean Martin. He's being syndicated on the tube. And he was big in the mid-60s.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down.
Houston. Song written by Lee Hazelwood. That's Dean Martin. Big hit for him, too, called Houston. Well, we play the hits on Looking Back, and that sure was one. Well, you know, I like all kinds of records. I like all kinds of stuff, but there are, you know, one or two or three or four or five records that are really kind of neato specials. That's why One Fine Day is on our Looking Back album. I said, listen, you got to have that on the album, or I'm not coming into work. So that's why they put it on. Well, not really. I'm just kind of kidding. But another one I really like is this one from Jimmy Ruffin. Groups of the early 60s. By 64, seems there was a whole new generation of fans who emerged. They, I guess, got kind of tired of the faceless girl groups, the one-hit wonders, but I guess it was the advent of the British invasion that signaled the end of the girl group sound. All right, this is Dazzlin' Don, and you're with Looking Back at 99.9 CKFM.
Here's a little news about value and service you may not have heard before. Quality appliances, gas or electric, it's a gas company store. Microwaves, ranges, washers and dryers, barbecues, fridges and more. The place for you to call is the place that's got them all. It's a gas company store.
Come in now and save up to $100 on a gas range, or save up to $50 on a washer-dryer pair. And while you're in the store, enter the English Shopping Spree contest with 40 big prizes, including 10 $1,200 gift certificates for quality English products. No purchase necessary. So hurry, your chance to save big and win big.
Company stores are at 2900 Eglinton Avenue East at McCowan and 500 Consumers Road at Victoria Park.
That's the gas company store.
Now, there's a new reason to buy a Chevy Chevette or Pontiac Acadian, Canada's best-selling subcompact models of any manufacturer, for 2 years in a row. We're number one. It's a limited-time offer on eligible vehicles. GM's continuous protection plan option at no extra cost. Want quality, a load of standard features, and extra value in a proven fuel-efficient economy car? Get full details today. Chevette at Chevrolet dealers, Acadian at Pontiac dealers. We're number one, and we plan to keep it that way.
CKFM.
Well, hello there. We're back with the music, and that's The Big Hurt. That's a request from Tom and Gail Holland of Fergus, Ontario. And that's Tony Fisher's song. That was the first one, I think, that was phased, that effect. And that's what they call phasing in the business. How they do it, they play two at the same time, and it phases. You see? It's so very simple. Anyway, in Tom and Gail's letter, they say, by the way, are you the same Don Daynard who used to be at CJET in Smith Falls back in the 60s? My wife and I were raised in Smith Falls and listened to CJET as kids. I think the station would have been over Warner's Electronics on Beckwith Street. Well, they were co-owners, Warner's, but I think we were, I don't remember. We were on the main street over a hardware store, as I remember. Yeah, I was there in Smith Falls. I was the program director there. It was somewhat akin to being the same as the navigator on the Titanic, but that was me. Where did you go from Smith Falls? Well, it was all downhill after Smith Falls. No, I went to Richmond Hill, to the country station, then to a rock station in Toronto where the original Daynard's Drive-In originated, and then up to our sister AM station where I wore a suit for 5.5 years and played a lot of boring records, and then came over to CKFM. And it's been excitement ever since, friends. Here's another request. This is from Nicholas Musket of Toronto. This is dedicated to Felix and Marion Mithseed of Scarborough. Hope that's the right pronunciation. Anyway, somebody asked for this at the dance, so we're going to kill two birds with one stone here. This is sukiyaki. Well, I'm on with requests here looking back at an interesting letter from Alex Wilson. He remembers a song that was a hit back in the fall of 62 on the charts when he was still in elementary school. And Alex says back in those days, he never knew FM radio existed. And then, goes on to say in his letter, now he doesn't understand why they even have AM radios or AM stations. Well, I know how you feel. We're the kind of the same way sometimes, Alex, particularly when we wander around the halls here. Anyway, this is Al Hurt for Alex Wilson and Java from Fall of 62. Oh, gee, I like that one. I'd forgotten that one. That is nice. Oh, from early 70, the Delphonics. Didn't I blow your mind this time? And that's requested by Sue Borg of Islington. Sue's regular on the show. I haven't heard that record for a long time. That's nice. Anyway, Sue, there you go. Well, Ruby and the Romantics had a song in October 63. As a matter of fact, the fourth hit they had that you don't hear that often. And it's kind of nice for you here looking back. It's called Young Wings Can Fly.
Young wings can fly. Young wings can fly.
Well, we're going to wrap up this hour with Like Young, a little Andre Previn thing from the summer of 59, and then we'll be back with more stuff on Looking Back. This is the Daz. Don't you dare go away.
Some people think there's no challenge in cross-country skiing. Some people have never been to pleasure.
Alrighty. Hello there. Welcome back to Kalen Twins, Harold and Herbie. Song written by Paul Evans. That was a soul million seller for them. And May of 1958. That's when. And that was the name of it. All right. We jump to January of 62 now. Here is Gene McDaniels. Oh, good stuff. Like that one. Summer of 67, that's Pat Clark, I Couldn't Live Without Your Love, and Gene McDaniels before that from January of 62, and Chip Chip, remember that one? Son of a gun. Speaking of the early 60s, here's a fella who had all kinds of hits in the late 50s, early 60s. In fact, the record we're going to play right now is his 12th million seller, so he had a bunch of them. He's been kind of overshadowed in the last few years by his daughter Debbie, but I'm talking about Pat Boone. Pat Boone. His wife's name is Shirley, so Debbie's mom's name is Shirley. Shirley's father was a well-known country singer who is no longer with us. He's gone on to the Grand Ole Opry in the sky, I guess. Anyway, do you remember who that was? Well, if you do, just see if you can come up with...